another bottle of calcium under the skin. The procedure had lost its magic for him. As I put the apparatus away, I did my best to be hearty. But I shouldn't worry. A lot of them stay down for a day or two. You'll probably find her walking in the morning. The phone rang just before breakfast, and my stomach contracted sharply as I heard Mr. Hanshaw's voice. It was heavy with gloom.
Well, she's no different. Lying there, eating her head off, but never offers to rise. What are you going to do now?
What indeed, I thought, as I drove out to the farm. The cow had been down for 48 hours now. I didn't like it a bit. The farmer went into the attack immediately. Me dad allers used to say they had a worm in their tail when they stayed down like that. He said if you cut tail end off, it did the trick. My spirits sagged lower. I'd had trouble with this myth before. The insidious thing was that the people who still practiced this relic of barbarism could often claim that it worked because after the end of the tail had been chopped off, the pain of the stump touching the ground forced many a sulky cow to scramble to her feet. "There's no such thing as worm in the tail, Mr. Hanshaw," I said. "And don't you think it's a cruel business cutting off a cow's tail? I hear the RSPCA had a man in court last week over a job like that." The farmer narrowed his eyes. Clearly he thought I was hedging.
"Well, if you won't do that, what the hangman are you going to do? We've got to get..."